Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Matthew Zinman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen, because he's the creator of the Intern Toolkit and also the president and, I suspect, the creator of Z University. And he's our new friend. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Tell us about Z University. What is Z University?
Well, the Z University is established to close the gap between school and work. And naturally, internship programs are a big part of that. And we're also preparing mentoring programs and developing assessments for businesses to evaluate their internship programs and make them even better.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're doing this because it's very much needed. Matthew, this connection between the marketplace and academia. In the past, you know, we educated our kids and popped them on the butt and said, "Go get a job." And the companies would find the best and the brightest, and they'd train them the way they wanted them to be trained. But today, there needs to be, because of the way the marketplace has changed, there needs to be more of a coordination between those two groups, doesn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no substitute for the real-world experience or just many things that colleges can't teach you.
More and more colleges and more high schools. In fact, I'm going to be giving a keynote speech in November to an education group that is doing another group that you're probably familiar with, that is helping to develop entrepreneurships in high schools.
Yes.
And that's a great thing to be doing right now. I'm glad to see more K through 12s doing that, and they're getting it. They're taking the curriculum all the way down into the junior high levels.
Well, the sooner that you prepare the students, the better off they are and the better off the businesses are when they, you know, are ready to come into the workforce.
And the sooner these young people realize that their future might not be as an employee.
Absolutely. And we're not necessarily focused on the student and even at the career services and university level. What we're focused on doing is enabling and encouraging the businesses with the resources they need to make things happen for them. So It's really all about what the advantages are to the businesses, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of that today.
Well, let's talk about that. You've created something you call the Intern Toolkit. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have had the opportunity to work in one way or another with internship programs for over 20 years and started my own business, consulting practice in 2002. And before that, created a traditional internship program in a regular marketing agency, and have since developed a virtual internship program. So through all the experience, I have accumulated all kinds of tools, and through trial and improvement, realized that I have something that businesses everywhere could benefit from, and I decided to refocus my efforts and took a whole another year to create the Intern Toolkit with everything businesses need to manage internship programs successfully.
Internships are very much an underutilized tool, isn't it, in the market, especially in small businesses?
Absolutely. And frankly, small businesses are the ones that can benefit most from having the added resources. Really, any business that hires college students could benefit from having college interns.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest challenge for small businesses is that there's a barrier, that they don't have the HR personnel to create the structure
right
that they need to put a really good program in place. And if I may say, that's exactly what an Intern Toolkit is designed to do, is to give them what they need to to get past that barrier and make a successful intern program.
I had my very first intern working with me this year.
Really? Terrific.
In the spring semester, a young man. He did a great job. He came to us with skills that I actually needed. He had some capability that we needed. And therefore, Matthew, we paid him.
Well, it's always recommended if you can.
Well, I agree. A lot of times, I think some people see interns as free workers. But I said, you know what? This guy has skills and capability that I don't have, that I need. I'd have to pay somebody. And so, you know, so we paid him to work with us, and he was here for the semester. I benefited from it. I think he benefited from it, but I will tell you, it was a unique experience. It was not something I was, you know, there were times when it was a little bit rough because I just wasn't used to working with interns.
Right, and it takes time. I mean, even with however much guidance that you have, there's a lot that's on the business and the managers to learn themselves how to do it one semester after another. And I suspect, and hopefully you'll be recruiting more interns for this coming fall and beyond, that you'll get better and better at it too.
Well, I think so. And I wish I'd had your toolkit, though, before I started the last time, and we're looking forward to using it this time. What would be the big thing that that the toolkit would help small businesses with regard to being successful with interns?
Well, it is very comprehensive. It has 55 different pieces in it over 7 sections. They are program planning, recruiting, screening and hiring, and orientation, the main part being program management, and then you get into performance measurement and lots of business skills, training tools. So everything is very step-by-step with those best practices, and it's not just for information purposes only. It doesn't come from the academic perspective. It comes from being developed by businesses for business. So there are a number of things in it, such as over 20 templates that are designed to save lots of time that will allow a business to really just make it as easy as possible. The student management program, taking the business owner or program manager step by step through how do you delegate work,
Matthew,
and how do you make interns productive.
Let me stop you for a second. We've got to go to a break. What's the website where we can find out more about this?
That would be interntoolkit.com.
Interntoolkit.com. Matthew Zinman, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Matthew Zinman is our guest and our new friend. He's the creator of the Intern Toolkit, the president of Z University, and we're talking about interns. Have you used an intern lately? First, Matthew, tell us where we find interns.
Well,
are they always from universities?
Yes, I mean, barring getting high school interns, like you mentioned before, you know, you're going deeper and deeper into the education system, K-12. I did my first internship when I was in high school, so, but certainly the most capable and valuable will be the older students, many of whom are, you know, much more capable than even, you know, some professionals with a few years' experience.
Right. Well, so typically, by definition, you think of an intern as a student.
Correct.
Of some kind. Now, when I go to some businesses and I see an intern, I often see that person doing the most menial work that the company has, and I get the feeling sometimes that that's all that person does while they're there, that it's the company has just basically used this intern to fill in a gap with in a low skill job.
That's right, and that's the biggest mistake that companies make, and certainly one that those who wish to have internship programs could avoid. The college students, as we just mentioned, are They're highly capable. They're highly motivated. They're quick learners. And if they're well managed, they're very valuable. So businesses can put them to do real work, whether it be from research or writing, or put them on the telephone when they're ready. And as you said, they often know more about things than employees know.
Mm-hmm.
Computer programs like PowerPoint, they're all whizzes at that from their classwork. And just the best thing is for businesses to match up what their needs are with the interns they seek, and reach out to the universities and go to student organizations in their profession and go to career fairs. And actually now, in these next 3 to 4 weeks, are when businesses ought to be looking to reach out to those schools for the fall semester.
Right. Well, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, Matthew, I had my intern do some pretty menial things too. But I was paying him, and he was glad to get to work. When we were through with some of the technical things he was helping me with, and I said, you know, I got this other stuff somebody needs to do. Are you interested? He said, heck yeah, I need the work. I'll take the hours. And so it was, you know, it was a blend of things. I mean, what I'm saying is, I don't think there's anything wrong with having an intern do some of the basic jobs, because that's how they find out that those jobs have to be done in the company.
That's right.
But it shouldn't be the only thing that they're doing.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the best internships have that balance of real work and training, and of course, having them do the work that needs to get done. But the big advantage is time.
And right.
Businesses often have a misconception that they don't have time to have internship programs. And the reality is, what we're trying to teach is, they don't have the time not to have internship programs, because the interns are helping them gain time. It may take however many hours to manage however many interns, but you're always getting more back. And then that frees up your employees or business owners to do more higher level work and be more productive.
What would you say that there are young people listening to the show right now, Matthew, who may be intern prospects? What would you say to them about working with a company?
Well, first I say to them, go out and get those internships. And the reality right now is that there actually are more students looking for internships than there are businesses with the positions, and
mm-hmm.
and that needs to change. One of the things we recommend to students, especially as they're getting close to graduation, is to go out and do informational interviews. And that really is just a no-pressure, reach out to a company, someone who's willing to spend 15 minutes with you in an early morning or over coffee, and talk about their job and what, just to help the student with their career choices. It's a great way to network, and it can lead to internship and job opportunities.
Give us your website again. Tell us the website again, Matthew.
Well, thank you. It's interntoolkit.com. And while we're on it, and I think a good way for us to save some time is to direct listeners to the upper right corner where there are four resources on the website I surely recommend that they look at and hopefully get some value from. One is,
what is the charge, by the way? What is the charge to use Intern Toolkit?
Well, the toolkit has a one-time licensing fee
mm-hmm.
that is based on the number of employees the company has. So
right.
if it's under 25 employees, it's only $249. If it's 25 to 75, it's $329. And if it's between 75 and 150, it's $449. And
that's really a heck of a value to get this kind of information.
Absolutely.
On how to be
we
more productive with interns.
As affordable as possible and get it
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, that's a good value.
And,
okay, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The first piece on interntoolkit.com is on the value of interns. So that's a good education piece. It's free. All these pieces are free. The second has actual tips on how to structure a successful program, and we're talking about some of that today. And another lists over 50 kinds of work, real work, to make interns productive and to contribute value to the business. And the last resource in the utmost upper right is called the Program Value and Feasibility Assessment.
And these are the free. This is the free section of your website,
this
right?
The free section. Lots
at
of free
interntoolkit.com, right, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Matthew Zinman, will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You did a good job today, and I appreciate your time.
Likewise.
Quick break, right back with Michael Cox. He's with the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Loser, lose you. I don't know where I am.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.